Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna. How are you?
Morena. I'm fantastic, thank you.
It's lovely to have you back up here. I feel like it's been a while since you and I have had a chat about books.
I know. I've been yonder. I've been overseas.
Yonder.
I went to the Winter Institute, which is a booksellers conference in America where it's the
Exciting.
Ultimate nerd fest.
Yes.
We just hear about all the new books that are coming for the next year, and it's very exciting. This book that I'm reviewing today is out in New Zealand, but the author was at the conference. So
awesome.
This is called Braised Pork, and it's by Anne Yu. She was born and raised in Beijing, but this book is actually written in English.
Awesome.
It's not translated. So this is quite a, like, beautiful, kind of slow-moving, atmospheric story mm-hmm. about a woman called Jia Jia. She's in her early 30s. She's a painter, and she lives in Beijing. And she finds her husband dead in the bath. And on the first page, I want to read about what he looks like. He's face down in the half-filled tub, his rump sticking out of the water, which is so visual. And she... You know, so her husband's dead. She's not really sure what's happened. Their marriage is kind of contractual. He's very wealthy. She's very beautiful.
Right.
There's not much love there.
What era are we talking? Is this contemporary?
It's contemporary, yeah. But what she does find is this picture that he has drawn of a fish body with a man's head, which she calls the fishman.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And from that time, she starts having these quite intense dreams where she's plunged underwater and this fishman's trying to communicate with her. Also, she's trying to repaint this fishman as a painter. So you have this water world and this fishman motif, but then you have her domestic life. So she is spending time with a man who owns a bar across the road. She has her grandmother and her aunt who she grew up with. Her mother died when she was young. And she has some people she's doing some work for. And she's not really sure where she should go from her husband's death, because that was so constrained. And now she's free.
Such an interesting, like, it's quite an interesting way to start a book, I guess, to be like, there's this sort of, I guess, kind of tragic or violent, or who knows. I'm saying all of this with a kind of a question mark on the end, because it sounds like there might be a bit of a question mark in the book about how this man's died
what happened
to get to that point. But then to sort of have like this beautiful kind of musing on her life is an interesting kind of follow-up to that, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. And the fishman kind of brings it all together, which it sounds quite funny, but it does make sense while you're reading it. So it's just a really intense character study within Chinese culture and tradition, and it has this mythical folktale thread. And she goes from this journey from Beijing to Tibet, and she ties together this mystery. So the first part is about her domestic life in Beijing, and then the Tibetan descriptions are way more lush, and it's she's discovering this new place in these villages. So in the end, this is definitely not telling you what's happening, but all the characters that she meets along the way, Leo, the grandmother, the aunt, and her aunt's husband, are brought together through this mythical idea of the fishman.
That's so interesting. I'm fascinated to like read how that actually would come about, because it's kind of hard to visualize this sort of I'm just imagining this kind of like merman.
It seems way more
is it the head of a fish and the legs of a man, or the bottom of a fish and the head of a man?
Fish and the head of a man.
Okay, I was actually imagining it the other way around, and now it makes a little bit more sense. I was like, wow, there's quite a surreal image going on.
And Anyu says this actually all comes from a dream that she had herself.
Wow.
So it's this gentle and mysterious exploration of grief, and the mystery is what keeps you going. It's really reminiscent of Murakami in terms of that surrealness, but then Convenience Store Woman, if people have read that, and A Separation by Katie Kitamura, and also this book called The Diver's Clothes Lie Empty by Vendala Vida. These all were I was reminded of a lot of these books, and not that it's the same, but it's that woman on a journey to a new mysterious place. yeah, I just thought it was great. It was won in a 7-way auction by different publishers. Ooh. So, you know, people paid a lot of money for this book. And I think if you just keep your ear to the ground about this author and this book, she'll be popping up again soon.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
A little bit of a tantalizing something
little
on
teaser,
the horizon there.
Little teaser. But it was a really beautiful book. Suri from Time Out is going to have this as her Lit Reads title for
awesome.
March. Yes.
Very cool. So remind us of the name.
It's called Braised Pork by Anyu, and it's $34, published by Harvel Secker.
And a little discount if you head along with your B card to Time Out Books.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
I'm looking forward to